Banff. As wildfires burn in tinder dry conditions around Alberta, a lightning-sparked fire along the Bow Valley Parkway in Banff National Park on Thursday afternoon, May 4, was quickly contained by Parks Canada's initial attack crews. Justine Rankema, a Parks Canada fire communications officer for Lake Louise, Yoho and Kootenay, said firefighters responded to a small 0.1-hectare wildfire about 3.7 kilometers east of Baker Creek Chalets on the east side of the parkway about 3:35 p.m. following a series of lightning strikes in the region. The fire was fully contained by one initial attack crew and one helicopter yesterday and is expected to be extinguished today, said Rankema in a statement. Meanwhile, hot, dry conditions continue in most areas of the province, resulting in numerous wildfires. At least 19 of the 88 blazes burning, mostly in the north, are considered out of control, with some communities under evacuation alerts or orders. So far, thousands of residents have been forced to flee their homes as wildfires burn across the province, with a 4,400-hectare wildfire destroying 20 homes, an RCMP detachment and a store in Fox Lake. The town of Canmore is under a fire advisory as of May 4. A fire advisory is an indication the fire danger rating has increased and means fire permits may be restricted, while safe campfires are allowed in campgrounds and backcountry or random camping areas. In the Calgary Forest area, which includes portions of the Bow Valley, Stony Nakoda and Kananaskis country, the average wildfire danger remains high. Extremely warm and dry conditions this past week continued to drive up the wildfire danger, said Anastasia Drummond, wildfire information officer for the Calgary Forest area in an email update. Patchy rain fell across the area last night, with higher amounts in the southern portions of the Calgary Forest area a welcome relief. The forecast is calling for a downtrend in weather over the weekend, said Drummond. A fire ban and off-highway vehicle restriction are now in effect for the Calgary Forest area. Although the Calgary Forest area is not currently experiencing the same extreme wildfire danger and fire load as the rest of the province, these measures will help to reduce the likelihood of any new human-caused wildfire starts, allowing our resources to be placed where they are most needed, said Drummond. This fire ban and off-highway vehicle restriction will remain in effect until conditions improve across the province. So far this wildfire season, there have been 3 wildfires in the Calgary Forest region. All have been extinguished, said Drummond.